2, 3. When I got done with the winter, it was time for the summer, and I thought I would do a lot of things. But one night I was working late, Chrissy called me up to celebrate. But now is a new beginning. Now I am working on a podcast about a car from the older days, and I know it's gonna be okay. Now we're gonna talk about some new things and figure out what we're doing, cause we know we're gonna be okay.
One take.
Hey, I'm Miss Chrissy.
And I'm Steve.
You're listening to Partners in Crime in the 19046, episode number 49.
That's right. This podcast is our contribution to the slice of life genre.
Yes, because it is to be determined as to a more specific topic besides our life.
Well, that is a pretty specific genre, though. There's a whole anime genre called Slice of Life. It's very entertaining.
It's like, you know, I think there's a song with that. No.
No.
Wrong song.
Have you never seen a Slice of Life anime? It's literally just a moment in the life of the characters. They just be going through mundane tasks, going to school, hanging out with friends. You know,
that's it. All they do is follow them around while they do their regular stuff.
Pretty much. It's a slice of their life. But it's done in a cute way, usually, or it's done in an interesting way. It's just,
is it boring?
It's animated well. I mean, the good ones I don't find boring. I find them relaxing.
So it's like cartoon meditation.
Oh my God, they're anime, not cartoons. gonna have some anime fan people like come after you. How dare you call them cartoons?
You're not allowed to call them cartoons?
I don't know. I mean, this is not really a topic for today, supposedly, but
who knows what the topic is? It's TBD, well, apparently.
Right. Yeah, good point. But I remember back in the day when I was into anime in like college and before that in high school, when it wasn't a hugely mainstream thing in the United States. I do kind of remember the whole cartoon versus anime thing being important for some people. It's not important to me. I mean, I think all animation can be good.
What is the difference between cartoon and anime?
I would say mostly anime is you know, a specific type of animation, and like cartoon often implies more of a Western, maybe even kid-friendly type of thing, whereas a lot of anime is across the spectrum of genres and whether it's for adults or kids or in between. So I don't know if that's accurate, but that's how I've always thought about it. In my mind, a cartoon usually signifies like, I don't know, like a Warner Brothers.
Aren't there adult cartoons though?
Yeah.
Are they not called cartoons here in the States? See, you're raising so many questions about things that are drawn by people who are talented.
Well, that's my job. I raise the question.
You're so tedious. It's unbelievable.
Okay, well then, we don't have to keep talking about anime. We can leave that for our anime focus podcast.
Oh, I'm not signing up for that one.
No,
I'm skipping the anime focus trying. Podcast.
I really want to talk about some of the great anime that's been out the last couple years.
You rock on with your bad self, man. If you want to talk about the great anime, I will.
Okay.
Okay, I just know Sailor Moon.
Hey, man, Sailor Moon is good, or can be good. Depends on the version and whether it was the censored version or the original. They even remade it. I think there's a Netflix version. I don't know if it's any good. Anyway, we're getting off topic, whatever that topic is supposed to be.
Yes.
Which I think is supposed to be how live music is for real back now.
Yes, which is, I think, is exciting.
Yeah, well, yes, I do. And why do we think that this is the case? Because we saw that in Jenkintown here, the Summer Music Series is back. And, you know, that is it was a weekly concert we would have in Town Square organized by the Recreation Board that you and I have previously served on. And it's always a fun time. A lot of people love it and come out to it. It's, and it was completely absent, obviously, last year. So for it to suddenly reappear, because it was organized very quickly, it seems, means that I guess most people got their vax shots and they're ready to go back out into the world.
Yeah, I would agree. It was cool. I mean, that was yesterday. We walked up there and it wasn't the warmest, sunniest, most beautiful weather yesterday.
It was terrible weather for the Summer Music Series is like if it rained earlier in the day or if there's a cloud in the sky, you know, people won't come out. No, it wasn't particularly full, but that's okay. It'll ramp up as it goes along and the weather gets better. It was actually pretty typical for having rained like an hour before it started.
Yeah, and it was chilly. Put on sweatshirts. You had to borrow a sweatshirt. Did you leave my sweatshirt here?
The audience is just really keenly interested in the answer to that question. And the answer is yes, I left it at your house.
Well, thank you.
And I sound like crap because in addition to finding out that live music was back, apparently you gave me a cold. Somebody in your household gave me a summer cold.
Yes, my lovely youngest daughter got a summer cold.
I went to take her to the urgent care.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said I went through an entire like year without getting sick, and the moment that I go back out into the world, it's not that I get sick going out to a place. No, it's just I come over for like an hour and I get sick.
You think that's bad? Jocelyn walked in the house from being at the beach and like 2 hours later was sick. It was terrible. Poor kid.
I guess you need to invest in better ventilation or something.
I don't know. Eyes were tearing. She's been like loafing around for like 2 days. Everybody got this cold over here. First time anybody's been sick in like a year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not the Rona. We checked.
At least it's not the Rona. Yeah. Of course it was the only person. Oh. No, it was one of only two people in your household who is not currently vaccinated because of age restrictions and, you know, to go get it tested and everything. But not the Rona. So, anyway, so besides being cold, that's why I sound like crap or, you know, crappier than usual. I'm sure I don't have the best radio voice. But besides getting sick, we saw that we went to the concert in the square and Amelia was there and she ran around and waved at the artists.
Yes, she's so friendly. She's cute.
It was Acoustic Keys, who previously played our holiday event in December, right? December 2020 at the Arts Garage.
Yep. They played virtually while we did stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I put them on a big screen. So,
it was pretty cool.
This is the first time I've been within like a few meters of them physically since probably 2019 or something.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
Yeah.
It seems to be the thing.
But it was good. Everybody was out and having fun. And we were previously at Broken Goblet a couple weeks ago, right, for a show.
Yep.
They did that outside.
They seem to be going full speed ahead, which is awesome.
They have Goblet Stock 7, I think, coming up, which is like a huge music event. And they're hyping it, really hyping it, because it's going to be a giant party with all kinds of music. Because there's a lot of pent-up energy in the music community. I can feel it. Everybody's out there. So we saw, I saw that Calabair and the Attitude, our good friend Calabair and the Attitude, she posted that her band is now touring again or gigging again.
Gigging, not touring,
I guess.
They had like 8 dates on there, too. I was like, dang, they're not, girl.
Yeah, they're not right around here, but they're. I'm sure they'll make their way around. But I saw it, and she was using, like, I think one of my favorite photos I've ever taken. It was at Broken Goblet during
that's a great photo, I got to tell you.
During the Calabair and the Attitude played Broken Goblet in 2019, pretty few months before the pandemic, I guess. It was, like, the last big time I took photos there, I think, for everything went down. And I don't know, I got, like, the most amazing photo of Cala doing playing her guitar. Like this expression on her face, like she's just completely in the zone, and like the spotlights are like right on her head. And I edited it; it looks kind of like,
it looks angelic, very light. Cool.
It's very cool. And so she made this poster, and I was very excited to see my photo. And you know, she didn't have to do this, and she used the one that has the watermark on it.
Yeah, well, you should get the cred. You should get.
Yeah,
the cred,
I mean, I appreciate the cred, but when I gave them, I'm sure I gave them the full resolution ones to be used for stuff, because I don't think you need to put my watermark when you're making materials for your band. I mean, I appreciate the shout out and all. But you know, I don't expect them to be able to do that. So that's really nice for her to do that. It's like,
yeah,
it's
like very
right,
cool.
It's really obvious. I mean, it's not small, but it's like right there. But I usually don't expect that when I give somebody their photos. When they make an ad, like I expect that they use a high res one to make the ad, and I don't put the watermark on there because I don't want to mess up a design they might be using.
Yeah. You know what I like about your photos, Steven? I mean, I might be a little impartial, but particularly.
Impartial? No, partial.
No, partial.
well, what do you like about them?
Or particularly like your band photos or the ones for, is you leave nice dead space, not dead space, open space on them. Good text space. Not everybody does that.
Yeah, sometimes. I think it's become kind of instinctual now.
I know. So, it's very nice. I mean,
with my style of band photography, just does that and somewhat naturally. I mean, not everything's like that, but I do try to get shots that are framed that way.
Yeah, it's nice. I will tell you, as a person who makes ads for things, that is very helpful to have space in a photo, or you could put some text without getting in the way of the subject.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's very helpful. Good job, Steve. I'm sure you thought about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Man, I'm actually excited to maybe take pictures of Broken Goblet again sometime. Maybe I'll take my camera to Goblet Stock.
Yeah, you should. Take your camera out and about, Steven.
Yeah, I know. I want a new camera, but that's a whole other episode. So, we're seeing more and more live music. We have our second open mic coming up. When you're listening to this, that'll be happening tonight, Thursday.
Yes.
And that has a bunch of, is it all young people this time?
Yeah, they're all except one who I'm going to just make the assumption is a little bit closer to either my or your or somewhere over the age of 30. But other than that one, and I'm just making an assumption by photograph, so that really isn't terribly fair. But yeah, they're all pretty young. So it's nice to have young artists, giving them a chance to play somewhere. And
well, I feel like we have a lot of competition now.
Yes, we do.
Not a lot of ticket sales.
Yes, we do.
Oh man, I'm concerned. There's only gonna be like three people showing up, but whatever. They'll have a good time.
Yes,
we have like professional sound.
I know, it's kind of crazy. I gotta tell you, I was a little overwhelmed when I walked over there today. So I went over to let my cousin, who is working on the professional sound with two of his friends, and they had unloaded their equipment, and I was like, oh my god, guys, what is happening?
Dial it back their expectations. Now Sebastian, your cousin, I offered, or it came up a conversation or something at your recital when he was there helping out, about this whole company that he's part of now and doing sound. And you know, I said, you want to do sound here to like learn the ropes, practice with your equipment, whatever, you can do that. And I mean, I was clear that we were talking about an open mic. I was like, it's only like two people at a time at most, like acoustic.
I know.
A couple instruments. And they bring these super expensive like mixer. they bring like this, they bring the PA, they have a subwoofer, and everything can run off an iPad. I'm like, geez, man.
I know.
It's actually quite impressive.
It is.
They brought wireless mics. I mean, like, everything is top-notch professional. So they're awesome. You should definitely check them out. And it's going to be really nice for the artists this week or this month. If they show up in time to do the sound check, they even have their board. He said it even allows them to program in different settings. So each artist, so they'll just be able to like plug in or whatever and just hit a button, I suppose, and then have all the sound check settings automatically applied. So
yeah, I don't know. I was like, I'm telling you, my eyes were like bugging out of my head. I was like,
well,
oh my God, guys. Like,
yeah, we're not trying to recreate that scene from,
oh my God.
I mean, We're not trying to recreate the scene from Back to the Future where Marty turns it up to 11 and gets blown across the room.
Yeah, I mean, they probably could. It was kind of funny because I was like, I wish we had the opportunity to utilize that equipment. So now I'll have to start thinking about that.
Yeah, but its full capacity. You know, but the beauty of it is it works fine at dialed down a lower level. They did a sound check, their equipment today. I think they dialed it in. It was very respectable. They even have a decibel meter, so they can make sure that we never go above allowed decibel levels it's never uncomfortable for people. I mean, not that we were before, but with all they have so much capacity.
It was crazy, man.
So much capacity. But they clearly understand their craft. They understand their equipment. They know how to dial it in. And I really appreciate that they use literal decibel meters, actually checking and not just guessing. So, you know, they know that it's exactly where they want to dial it in.
You should have seen my face, though, Steve, when I walked over. I was like,
Yeah, and they were like, are we going to do it on the stage? I'm like, no, man, we're doing it in the garage. It's an acoustic set in front of a garage. I was like, that's the whole thing.
Chill vibe.
Chill vibe. I was like, you're going for a chill vibe. People are like, you're supposed to hang out. So it will be a chill vibe because they did the sound test today, and it sounded amazing.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
I mean, we have a good PA. It's old, but it has good bones, as it were. It's good. But these guys, their equipment is top-notch, and they know exactly how to dial everything in, and their test sounds were good. And at one point, your cousin was like beatboxing.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And he's really good. It goes by Teller, Tell-R.
Yeah,
on, like, Teller. Teller.
Yeah.
He's a rapper. And
yes.
And he's beatboxing, and he's quite talented at the beatboxing. It was impressive.
Sebastian is a young fellow of many unusual talents, I must say. I do appreciate that about him. Beatboxing, rapping, I guess now sound engineering, and he's an actor. So.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very exciting. So we're going to have those artists. All the artists we've already talked about, we've had ads going out about them all week. So if you check out us on social media, you'll be able to learn a little bit about them.
Yes. Yeah, really, so it should be cool. My face was like, I was like, what are we doing, man? But it was very cool. Yeah. Very cool on the eye. That board is crazy. Very cool.
Yeah, and so what I guess we're saying is, if Jenkintown is coming back to life musically, and really is, everywhere must be coming back.
Yeah, things are hopping.
That is a good sign. Yeah, I mean that's like that's the sign for me that the pandemic is finally over. When there was going to be big concerts, I got asked the other day if I was going to be at Yachtstock. In 2019, I shot that festival.
I remember
that. And
it
was exhausting. That's actually, I didn't even know it was happening. But it is, apparently, again. So, like, if the big festivals are coming back, and so many bands we know are having shows coming up, now and in July. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a summer. We're not going to be able to make half the shows we want to go to.
No, probably not. But it is exciting for all of our musician friends to finally be able to get back out there.
I'm happy for them. And I just got that brand new network-attached storage array, some hard drives, so I got to fill them up with some photos.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks of when they think about going out to live music, is how they can fill up their hard drives.
Well, no, I got to take photos.
I know.
I haven't done it in like a year.
I know. It's just such a weird.
I'm a nerd. I like my array of hard drives. It's cool.
Okay. If you say so, Steven. Your array is super awesome.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't even know what an array of hard drives looks like. Actually, I do, but
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yes, I have.
So anyway, we are, I guess, getting close to the end here.
That's good, because I'm starting to sniffle, and I'm trying to avoid sniffing into the microphone.
We're trying to keep this a little short, so it may not be our best podcast ever.
Well, because we don't want to sniffle on you.
Yeah, we're trying not to sniffle too much, but I hope you have enjoyed your time with us, your slice of time with us here.
Slice of time. Are you
slice of
making
life,
up new songs?
No, I'm trying to circle back to the beginning. Remember when it was a
slice
of life?
Oh, you're going full circle.
Oh my god. Yeah, full circle. I'm trying.
I'm just
failing.
Messing with you.
I don't
you
know.
You are failing. Your slice of you said slice of time instead of slice of life. You forgot to like see now there's a song that keeps coming up in my head. No, it's The Bright Side of Life. You know that song?
The Bright Side of Life.
Yeah. Always look on the bright
side
of life. Doo doo. Yes. Doo-doo. But that's not a slice of life. That's the bright side of life, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way of ending, I think. Look on the bright side of life, everybody. Music is back. Summer is here. It's gonna be some good times. I hope to see you out there at some live music event.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Support the arts.
Support local arts, man.
Yeah, man. They enrich your life.
All right. Where can you find us, Steven?
You can find us on our website at JenkintonArtsGarage.com, on social media at JenkintonArtsGarage. That will be on Facebook and the Insta. And, yeah, come on out to our thing tonight. Come out to our open mic, our garage jam. Have a good time.
Yes. You know? Yeah. So, have fun.
Really, not tickets aren't that expensive. Buy them at the door.
Okay. Bye, Steve.
Bye, Chrissy.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look up.